Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
I love
board shorts only for the beach, or board shorts just like
life choice.
As a life choice, board shorts are okay.
As a life choice.
I wear board shorts around the house. Like when I get off work, I'll wear those to like do the lawn or whatever.
I have basketball shorts for that, like around the house.
Or that too. Yeah, whatever's available. They're both just as comfy.
I mean, because nothing is going to be above the knee, though.
No.
I have the longest legs in the world.
We know.
It's not... No, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, you have a problem finding shorts, period, because of the way your legs are.
Yeah, you're shaped like a praying mantis.
It's not identical, but it's somewhat similar.
After sex, he eats the other person, just like one.
He's been dead for weeks.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is August 26, 2015. You could always use hashtag Hippo Juice if people still do that, but we prefer you go to morelikeradio.com/live to talk to us, have a little fun, you know.
Chit chat.
You know, just, you know, have fun, guys. It is 7:07 p.m. in Bangor, Maine. The hub of Maine. Also, I believe where Stephen King is from. I'm filled with a lot of information today. Joined as always by Marie Don't Call Me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never, ever, ever.
Sean Running Waters.
Oh, that's me.
John the Laser Tanteri. And Joel Dutch, I know your name.
Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend. No way. Think you need a new one. Hey, you, I could be your girlfriend.
Hey. Remember how awesome this was?
This song is really awesome.
I remember when she ripped it off.
Yeah. From Mickey Usufine or...
No.
The other one.
It was that boy band. It was really, they only had one hit, and it was this one.
I don't know.
We talked about it like several times. Don't worry about it. You don't remember.
And apparently, Dutch was telling me yesterday, just so we finish off, the people that only listen to it, but just not Dutch and Royce, which is weird. But if you do, we had a little scuffle at the end of the show?
A little shuffle?
What?
Yesterday or last week?
Hippo Juice.
I said Hippo Juice. Last week when we were all screaming at each other about police.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Nobody hates each other. Just in case you were worried. Well, I mean, you know.
Nobody's concerned about
the
us.
Normal.
Nah, you all kissed and made
the
made up
normal amount
penis.
Of hate. No, Dutch was getting messages, people saying.
I was getting it from both sides. It was like people who agree with me, people who disagree with me. I don't know. For whatever reason, last week's argument garnered a reaction, at least from my end.
Yeah.
It was about police officers, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And your drug addiction.
I mean, my point is that, if we all agreed on the same thing, how boring of a radio show would that be?
Super boring.
I don't know. I've heard the Red Show, and they're okay.
It would just be AM talk radio.
That was mean. I'm going to be mean. See, I miss little shots every once in a while.
Shots.
I mean, you know, they're blatantly racist, so.
I also want to give, I believe it's props. That's what kids say, right? Props?
No.
What do they say? I don't know what they say now.
They give propellers.
Okay. I want to give propellers.
Daps.
I want to give daps. To our very good friend and friend of the show, Eric E-Rock Nagel. He is doing the morning show for Opie and Jimmy for the whole week, and he was posting about it. He's really excited, and we're happy for him because he's always been really good to the show. So
he's doing the morning show for a week or for now on?
He's doing it, I believe, while they filling in for them. It's kind of one of those...
Wait, are they not there?
They're on vacation.
They're on vacation.
For a couple weeks. And they're letting, instead of playing
replays,
he's going to be hosting it. So that's pretty good. And that's awesome for him.
Yeah, man, that's
awesome. Great opportunity.
And if you haven't listened to it,
to the Rock.
You should listen to his show. It's a really good show. It's on YouTube. You don't have to subscribe or anything. Come on. Let's be honest.
Who does that?
Not me.
Yeah, that's not true. I mean, I have it. I don't pay for it, but I have XM. And he does send me his show. So I don't have to have XM. It's fine. Everything's good.
Don't worry about it.
So
I think I still have a link where I can listen to that channel specifically. I'll call in tomorrow.
Yeah, you should. And just scream. And just scream as loud as you can.
Please.
Bubba Pooey.
Just do nothing but yell?
Yeah. No, just do.
You would hate it so
just
much.
Do, with just do Handsome Dan from Wayne's World.
There he is.
That guy was one scream away from being the president of the United States.
I just did this the entire time until it hung up on me.
That's fine. I'm okay with this.
I got excited. That's just a very exciting drop.
Do you have a loop of that so we can fill the whole rest of this first hour?
That's great. Okay, that'll be great filler. That's so loud.
All right. Because I got an email the other day that was like, we need more of that.
Yep.
Who was emailing you?
It was Dutch.
It was Dennis.
Oh.
It was Dennis?
I feel like that's the least likely person.
He wants more Tom Jones or just annoying sound clips?
Everything.
Both.
Both.
Oh, okay.
What do we want?
I got nothing.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I got something.
Okay.
I mean, we can do a state thing. We can do a nationwide thing.
No. I got it. It's from the New York Times. So that means it's super important, right?
Okay.
Super boring, I think is what you meant to say.
The New York Times is like the hub of all newsworthy news.
In the 20s, maybe.
No, it's super important. Okay. It's the hard-hitting stuff. Really going to take sides one way or the other.
Okay, so what does it say?
Burger King and McDonald's are going to make a McWhopper.
This is super boring.
What?
Yeah.
So who's going to sell it, though?
Here's what they're doing. For National Peace Day.
Who's going
to
get the most
Burger King idea? Decided to publicly say, we want to, for one day only, for National Peace Day, come together with McDonald's and make something called a McWhopper. Now, by the way,
a carby sandwich.
They did not call McDonald's or ask them. They just said it. So they kind of bullying McDonald's. So now if McDonald's says no, they look like assholes that don't
assholes.
Like, they don't like world peace.
Oh, apparently McDonald's hates
peace.
That
is genius.
Go ahead and read it.
That is the monarchy of Burger King trying to take over another.
They really
empire.
Did just Donald Trump them.
Oh, that was
no
good.
Monarchy.
That is good. Burger King's mascot, the Burger King.
Okay.
That was redundant. Is seeking a truce, albeit temporary, with Ronald McDonald. In full-page ads running in the New York Times and the Chicago Tribune on Wednesday, Burger King, a perennial also ran the burger races. What?
Race war!
I don't know. Has
you
asked
say perennials, and all I know is I just finished watering plants.
Okay. Has asked McDonald's, its battered but still potent arch rival, to join forces. The goal? To operate one restaurant for one day, staffed by employees.
Proposing a burger war ceasefire.
Are you playing that?
For one day and one day only, there might be a new burger on the block. Meet the McWhopper. Burger King and McDonald's may be waving the white flag for a day to join forces, recipes, and share a hashtag to raise money for Peace One Day. Peace One Day is a nonprofit organization created by the United Nations.
What was the sound drop for? Why did they play that music drop?
I don't know.
That was an obnoxious Dutch thing to do.
And this is Newsy, by the way.
Oh, Tittles?
Is that Tittles?
Well, it's not. Tittles is...
Oh, wait, she's not Newsy anymore.
Tittles is HuffPo now.
Yeah, she's HuffPo. Right. She got a boob job.
She's fancy.
She
got a boob job?
I wish.
I don't think so.
No. I think
every girl gets a boob job.
For the International Day of Peace. Burger King pitched the idea to McDonald's in a series of full-page ads in the Chicago Tribune and the New York Times, Oh, and they have a website, too. The Miami headquartered company wants its Chicago headquartered rival to agree to meeting in the middle to work together and sell a limited edition burger on September 21st, all in the name of peace. McDonald's tweeted this in response. CEO Steve Easterbrook also shared his thoughts on Facebook. While he didn't give a simple yes or no to the proposal, he did say maybe our two brands could do something bigger to make a difference. He followed that up with, let's acknowledge that between us, there is simply a friendly business competition, and certainly not the unequaled circumstances of the real pain and suffering of war. So, maybe not exactly what Burger King had in mind, but...
Why does McDonald's gotta go and fucking... You're McDonald's, you're fucking... Your mascot's a clown. Don't get deep with war, you fucking assholes. Stop it. Just say yes and make the fucking thing for a day to show people that you're not always corporate douchebags, or don't.
No!
Isn't Domino's doing that? Like, they're just bringing like a trailer that says like pizza school, and they're going over to Pinga Huts and being like, hey, come and learn how to make pizzas over here.
Oh, I don't know. That sounds good.
I always call it Pinga Hut.
Oh, okay.
Penis Hut. Has promised to get in touch. For Newsy, I'm Katie.
Promise again. Yeah, so basically McDonald's was like, hey, why don't you fucking call me first instead of running an ad? And Burger King did the right thing and was like, no, fuck you, I'm going to run an ad.
They really did.
It's a wrestling move, man.
It's brilliant. I mean, really, it's brilliant. It is brilliant. And if McDonald's says no, Wendy should hop in right out of nowhere and go, we'll do it. We'll fucking do it.
I'm surprised like Wendy's hasn't come out with like a triangle burger.
Why would they do that?
Because they have a square burger.
Do you just want them to have the UPN, the old UPN logo?
I don't get it.
This website is really fun to look at. All you do is scroll down and things happen.
Okay, so basically the sandwich, the top of it is a Big Mac and the bottom of it's a Whopper with the bread in the middle.
Oh, so
it looks
the Whopper,
so carby and so awful.
The Whopper wants to be the power.
Shut
bottom?
The fuck up. I'm gonna eat it. If it comes, I'm gonna try it. You have to do
it,
right?
Try it.
I'm gonna try it too. I'm not knocking it.
I mean, I guess you could make it yourself.
Yeah. Why just not go to McDonald's and then go to Burger King and
so
push
annoying.
The two together?
Now, are they going? Now the question is, are they going to sell them at McDonald's and Burger King?
It looked like they were offering a storefront location just for the mashup.
Okay.
Like, they had it all branded on the website that it's like everything is in that little slicey design.
Yeah.
Where it's the Mick is in the red and the yellow, and then the Whopper is in the brown. And so it's like this weird.
They're just worried because they look at Demolition Man and they know Taco Bell's going to win the franchise wars. And
I don't think they're worried. I think Burger King has been hearing that McDonald's has been suffering and now they want to pick on them while they're down.
Wait, this might actually be the beginning of the franchise wars.
Oh, my God.
You are fined one credit for a violation of the verbal morality standard.
And there's going to be piano players at Taco Bell, if I remember correctly.
Why wouldn't there be?
Dennis Leary is going to steal Taco Bell food for some reason.
Because it's delicious.
Rob Schneider is going to laugh because Sylvester Stallone does not know
how to act
and also how to use the three seashells.
And they're never going to have burgers out of cows. They're going to be burgers out of rats.
What?
And Spanish people are going to serve them.
What a typical action movie. His name was John Spartan. Like, it's the corniest. John
sounds like a radio DJ name.
What was
Simon Phoenix? Taco.
And Simon Phoenix was the bad guy. It was just, they didn't even try with names.
That's lazy writing.
But Phoenix is a good character. It rises from the ashes.
No,
and then
he's
that,
a bad
and then
guy.
And then that fruitcake cocktail.
I know that. I'm just saying Phoenix should be a good character. Anyways, the franchise wars really have already started because Taco Bell has already partnered up with both KFC and Pizza Huts.
No, they own the same company. Owns
I know
them,
they
so
partner, but I'm
really.
Saying that you can find combination.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
Remember that song?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
I remember that
I'm
song.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Yep. So it's already happening. That's what I'm saying is Taco Bell's leeching on to other brands so that slowly they will just morph into one giant Taco Bell brand.
I think Checkers should morph with any Miami subs are still around to make these places that just give you diarrhea.
Well, and their spokesperson is a raspy talking bag. So that's kind of sad.
Well, I'm voting for Taco Bell personally.
I actually didn't think that Burger King made burgers anymore because they're all about like Spanish luchadores and chicken fries.
Oh, they still do. They're just like $10 for a value meal now.
Jesus Christ.
What I love now
what are they,
is
Arby's?
That Jack in the Box just goes out of the way, be like, yeah, our food's mainly for stoners. They don't even try to hide it with their with their ads now.
You know, any place that sells
in the box,
any fast food place sells breakfast all day is for stoners. Everybody knows that.
Dude, that's what it is. You can go to Jack in the Box 4 a.m. and get a steak, egg, and cheese and burrito.
What?
You can get with curly fries and a soda and a piece of cheesecake.
By the way, Jack in the Box pones all the other type of burger
Jack
joints.
Jack in the Box is the shit as far as
their burgers actually taste very good.
Oh, they're delicious. The breakfast is fantastic, and you can get it all fucking day.
I still need to go to a Carl's Jr. because they with all them tits and everything. I just want to just like try one of those burgers.
What about tits?
You do. It's called Hardee's.
They're okay, but they're
haven't
not
been one
great.
Either.
They're not that great.
Really?
Your kids are now the custody of Carl's Jr.
Well, there's a Hardee's up here in Orlando somewhere.
Yeah, it's overrated. You're not missing much, John.
No, your extra big-ass fries.
But I know what commercials Dutch is talking about. He's talking about the one where there's like Jack is sitting on a couch and he floats up off of the couch. And the guy's like, I can't float. Man. And Jack just looks down at him and goes, not with that attitude, you can't.
Here's a, here you go. I got it.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fries.
You give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another?
Extra big-ass fries!
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please what? Come back when you can afford to make
a
purchase.
Oh, no, no!
I'm sorry you're having
trouble.
Come
on! My kids are starving!
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
That is the future that's going to happen, not the Demolition Man one. We're going to have Carl's Jr.'s kiosk everywhere. And by the way, bravo to Carl's Jr. for allowing themselves to be in the movie.
What about Fuddruckers or Buttfuckers?
Buttfuckers. Fuddruckers is good, but it's not fast food. Five Guys is another one that I guess everyone is supposed, but they, I don't think they're that great, to be honest.
They're all
with
walk-ins.
You.
Yeah, there's no drive-in.
Yeah, but I don't even. Do you like Five Guys? I'm not a big fan.
I don't like their
fries.
People are polarized.
Yeah, bipolar.
So greasy.
Like their big thing is like, oh, this week our fries are from this farm. Like, who the fuck gives a shit?
Rose brings up a good point. Don't forget White Castle.
Caucasian Castle.
I always forget White Castle because
I never do. I always get the microwave cheeseburgers from Publix.
No, why?
Like, John?
Because they're awfully awesome.
We were talking before the show, but remember when we decided one day Crystal Burger, which is basically White Castle
for the South,
decided to get like 500 of those little tiny burgers or whatever, a bunch of them, and everyone threw
up like
and
$30?
Everyone got sick. And no, why?
It's just a poor decision all around.
Yeah, anything fast food's not a good decision.
No, I agree.
I don't know how you can get so sick on something that's mostly bread.
Mm, there's some supposed to be meat in there.
Yeah, very thin
there's
patty.
There's meat in the bread.
Very thin patty, but it's mostly bread. I don't understand how anyone
could get sick off of it. And by the way, Long John Silver, you really need fish that fast that you have to need fun go to a drive-thru?
Wait. Holy they still shit. Have Long John Silver?
Yeah.
Right down the road from where I work.
Because around by me, they've all turned into like mom and pop like chicken and fish places. Like it's like they just like take like a tarp and they or a canvas and they put it over the Long John Silver sign and it says like Smokey J's Fish and Hooks.
Well, what they need to do is Popeyes and Long John Silver need to come together and make Oceanside racism things. Those would be really nice, I think. Would be really fucking super.
That's awesome. What an asshole the McDonald's CEO is. Him saying like, I'll be,
he came across like a pompous asshole.
He did, because he's like, I'll be in touch because we can do something bigger to make a difference.
No.
You dumb asshole.
What
fuck
bigger?
You.
Fuck you, bigger. What do you want them to do?
You're not going to outdo Burger King when Burger King comes up with the idea first.
Yeah,
that's why he's making a big stink about it. It's because they didn't.
This
come
is
up
him
with
basically
it.
Saying no.
It's yeah. Like, stop trying to one up Burger King. Burger King did it first. Shut up.
It's one of the
shut up and take their offer.
Now Burger King is going to be worried that a bunch of fast food places are just going to bully them if they say yes to Burger King. They have to say yes to everybody.
Right.
Because the last thing you want is an Arby's roast beef cheddar and McChicken sandwich.
This is bully prison rules. You can't allow one person to get up on you because if you do, everybody else is going to jump on board.
First off, Arby's is terrible, John. Arby's is
like
the worst.
Arby's rules.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
Yes, guys. It is.
Well, maybe it's one of those things that I got food poisoning there once, so I can never like it again.
Well, that would be a good.
Yeah, that happens.
But considering it gave me food poisoning is why why it sucks.
That's why I don't go to Red Dumpster anymore.
They're Red Dumpster.
Red Lobster. Oh.
Took me a second, sorry.
Yeah. Red Dumpster.
No, dude, their French dip sandwiches are awesome. Ooh, their new, like, smoked brisket with Gouda.
Oh, my God, that smoked brisket.
How Gouda is that?
Don't do cheese jokes. Do not.
Yeah, I'm doing cheese puns.
Do not do cheese jokes. Thank you. But, no, I don't know. I do. Okay.
Remember I ate one, though. I was really full, and I felt like a Munster.
What I like to do is.
A Herman Munster?
What I like to do is I like to go Saturday to Chick-fil-A, right? Then put the food in the fridge and then wait till Sunday to eat it because your God will not control when I eat Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is definitely hand over fist better than everybody. But the reason why they're not top shit is because the dumb Mormons aren't open on Sundays.
Well, that's what I said. You buy it Saturday and eat it Sunday just to say, fuck you, Mormon God.
Fuck you,
now,
I
even
eat
if you're
whenever.
A franchise, hear me out. Let's say I had money to franchise a Chick-fil-A. Do you have to be not open on Sunday or can you choose to be?
I'm sure that they have a contract that if you were going to become a franchisee's opener, If we find out that you're open on Sundays, you're losing your franchise license.
It's just if you go,
you fucking open up.
That's what it is.
If you look, here's the thing: you fucking open up in like a high touristy place. Nope. You put a Chick-fil-A. You fucking open up on Sundays, and you fucking make a bankroll that'll like beat out anybody on a week.
Here's the thing: they're not allowed to because of what Dutch said, and also if you go to those the mall food courts where they have Chick-fil-A's,
they're closed.
If you go on Sunday, they're closed. All the other things are open. It's weird. Yep.
Yeah, they got like a gate like specifically for their shops. They can pull down a gate like in front of like the storefront.
But yep. God damn it, is there homophobic
Do
chicken
not-
good?
Oh yes,
so goddamn good.
So good, and their waffle fries. Woo.
I fucking love their waffle fries.
Who would have thought that a CEO with a fruity name, rest in peace, could come up with a really good chicken sandwich?
Jonathan Chick-fil-A?
No, his name is Trudy Cathy.
My favorite way to eat Chick-fil-A is a number one with Polynesian sauce for dipping.
Polynesian sauce all day.
And I dip the sandwich into the Polynesian sauce.
I do this all day, Winston.
I don't put the Polynesian sauce on the sandwich. I dip the sandwich into the Polynesian sauce.
See, I know you like the Polynesian sauce. It's okay, but it's too sweet for me.
Shut up. That's how you do it. Okay. Then you dip the fries into the Polynesian sauce, and you get a Dr. Pepper as you're drinking.
See, now Sean's going to agree with you on the Dr. Pepper, but...
That's the way to do it.
Now, Royce, the best thing about having a Chick-fil-A and working in the mall is they always have the assistant manager coming walking around and giving you like free food. They just like, have a 5-piece chicky biscuit. Like, oh,
of
thank
course,
you.
Because their chicken is lined with cocaine and they're making sure that you're still addicted to it.
And then they would pass around a stuffed animal of a cow. And if your store had the cow, you got to eat free for a week.
Ooh, that's nice.
Right?
It's quite nice.
I guess. I mean, they hate gays, though.
Really hate the gays. What? And probably Jews, too.
That's the thing that I will put up with that intolerance.
Exactly.
That goddamn.
I have morals to a point.
Wait, question, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so you will still eat Chick-fil-A despite them hating gays.
Yeah.
Would you still eat a Jimmy John's despite the fact the CEO murders?
Yes. I don't fucking care.
Animal?
No, I don't
Wait,
care.
What happened?
Sandwiches are awesome.
The founder of Jimmy John's is one of those big game hunters in Africa that kills giraffes and lions and all that shit. He's never done anything illegal, but because he's a big game hunter. But fuck you, I love Jimmy John's. I don't care.
I don't
fucking care.
It's like I'm just tired of CEOs being douchebags and making me question whether or not to continue to give them my money.
Biggest douchebag, Papa John. His name is not even John.
What?
Well, then he's just a liar with a pizza franchise. God damn it.
Now, I thought for some reason because of the commercials, I thought Peyton Manning owned Papa John's.
I know, right?
He owns close to like... 300 franchises. I know that.
You know, that's brilliant, though, obviously. That's good for him.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's one of the greatest investments you can do.
And I don't want to get too much to be fucking. I guess we're all hungry, but I don't fucking really. I don't like Papa John's. It's overpriced. It's over fucking priced.
And as far as pizza, Little Caesars, yes? No?
Little Caesars, the only good thing about it is it's $5 and it's ready right away. And they have that new bacon crust pizza, right?
Yeah, man.
But you got to wait for that. Like the whole allure of it is that you walk in, you grab it, you're out the fucking door, and you have pizza.
I remember back in the day when they used to have deliveries, and I guess they're struggling, so they can't even afford to pay delivery drivers.
Oh, Western Echo says I didn't say giraffe. Correct. Sorry, I apologize. Giraffe.
I don't get it.
Yeah, remember giraffery? Yeah, I mean, yeah, and Domino's is better. They used to be crap. They're better.
They have gotten better. Yeah,
I fucking hate Pizza Hut. Never liked it. Never will.
I like any company that admits that they were being shitty and then says, "I'm sorry, we'll fix it and make it better."
You sure know how to hydrate a pizza, ma.
Wait, you don't like Domino's? Company, or you do like?
I do. Do you remember how they're like?
Yeah, dude, they were like put on like an apology tour.
Yeah, yep.
Like when they had new management, they came out and they're like, "We fucking stink." You know, it's probably you know what they probably hired the greatest marketing like consultant ever that said, "Dude, this is gonna get your brand back in the national spotlight if you just run a bunch of ads going." Hey, we
no,
suck.
No
for
one
a while.
Has ever
we got
done new that.
Shit now though,
no
they didn't hire Terry Crews.
No one's ever done that either. No one's ever actually gone out there and says we're really sorry.
I can't think of the last time I've seen. Yeah, you're right.
We were fucking terrible. We apologize. Here's
but we're
better
new now.
Food.
Come see the new shit.
And
I'm
even
sure their
and
sales skyrocket.
And they do that, and then they make a hot dog pizza.
And even
what
no,
the
that's
hell?
That's not them. That wasn't them. That was Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Domino's, like I said, on top of all that, even after they were doing it, they had people with that hashtag, you know, tweet your hot pizza, and people were tweeting shit ones. And they even had a commercial going, look, we're sorry. We're not 100% yet. Yeah, some of the pizzas.
They had a commercial basically, yeah, calling themselves out.
Yeah, it was you know, but I give them credit. You know, I really do in terms of that. I mean, listen, I'd rather get like a real pizza from an Italian place, obviously. But
oh, yeah.
if you want fucking two pizzas for $10.
Yeah, none of the franchise places really get the legit East Coast floppy, fold it in half type pizza taste that obviously you only get in the Northeast. But that's the type that I prefer. But I mean,
well, I mean, you can go to Domino's and it's called a Brooklyn style and it's the floppy slices.
It's not.
Hey,
it's just undercooked.
Get out of here with your pizza. Is that what happens?
Hey, you got the Brooklyn style. You can flop your pizza and fold it in half.
It's the water. You can't
there's
get
a
that
few
water anywhere.
Yep.
There's a few things worse in the world that I hate than people from Brooklyn.
Why? Hey, yo, they're I'm walking just, here.
It's the worst borough out of
mess
all five.
With one of us, you mess with all of us.
Oh,
hey, forget about it, man. You want a good slice, you go down here. If you're feeling hungry, get yourself a dirty water dog.
Dirty.
I think I speak for all of us when I say that New York and everyone from there can fornicate themselves with an iron stick.
Amen to that. All right. What do we want to go to next, Marie? We don't want to talk about fucking pizza.
Of course not. You seemed pretty irate about Caitlyn Jenner. So do you want to move on to that?
Which one? There's a couple things about Caitlyn Jenner.
You can't deliver DiGiorno!
Sorry.
The Halloween costume?
Well,
there's two Caitlyn Jenner things. Which one do you have open?
I think you started out with the comedian Bill Burr joked about Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, I have three things, actually.
First?
So Bill Burr is getting a lot of shit. Now, I don't know if you guys...
Oh, is this the Conan
hey,
clip?
Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Bill Burr is getting a lot of... He was on Conan. He was fucking hilarious, by the way.
Do you want to play the video?
Yeah,
is it worth it?
I could play it.
I can put the link.
It is worth it. Yeah, play it.
I could play it. Just give me a second.
So, yeah, I guess he was on Conan. I'll read the intro while you pull it up.
Thanks.
Bill Burr is known for speaking his mind, and he did just that on Conan Thursday night, and his comments are angering a lot of people. The comedian used his time on Conan to comment on Caitlyn Jenner's transition.
Good.
In the segment, Burr joked about the size of Jenner's breasts.
And?
He also said he missed Bruce Jenner already and wished he had been given a chance to say goodbye.
That's funny.
Play the clip. It's funny.
I got it.
That's pretty funny, though. That's
Marie was just
offensive.
Buying me some time so I could pull it up.
Well, okay. Well, she's basically saying all the jokes, but in not Bill Burr's voice.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love your voice, Marie, but...
It's fine.
You're the only
Bill Burr's is funnier.
Your you're a little nasally, kind of like me.
Yeah.
Well, give me a second because the fucking site is being all fucking transgendered on me.
Dennis, is that a technical term?
Dennis in the chat room says, you're right, Dutch. There's few things more hateable than people from Brooklyn. They're called people from Philadelphia.
Oh,
he's right.
Oh, ho, ho.
And I said,
oh,
awful
shit.
People. You schooled me.
Flip Philadelphia. All right. I'm sorry,
place.
But the
or
thing is
Boston worse?
No.
Okay, hold on.
Is
so
Boston
goddamn
and Philadelphia just as yeah, bad?
Here's the thing is, like, everyone's talking about how racist the South is. Go to Boston.
Yeah.
It's awful.
They have is, you know, like, you know, you don't come over here, LeBron. You do that, you're going to get your ass wicked smacked.
Remember Boston was the last NBA team to have all black players. Like, that's crazy.
Well, I mean, where are you going to find non-Irish people to play on a Celtics team?
Okay, here it is. I got it. Let's play it. The Bill Burr thing, I finally pulled
That's what killed me when Bruce became Caitlyn. That was like a national news story, like at a ridiculous level.
Right.
This is like baby seals washing up on the beach because there's no fish left. And they're talking to this lady, you know, like, so Bruce, are you going to go, can your Olympic back handle a D cup? Or are you going to go with like something a little more perky? Way, I'm just saying, I miss that guy. I miss him already. You should have told
Conan is losing his shit too.
Oh, Conan loves having him on because any clips I watch of Bill Burr on that show, I've never seen Conan laugh harder than when Bill's on.
He should have given us a chance to say goodbye. I love, you know, I watched him on the Olympics. Uh-huh. I watched him on Chips. I watched him on that horrible show my wife watched where he just walks around in the background.
Like, that's funny.
And nobody listened to him. It was so sad. And then, out of nowhere. It's just, he's Caitlyn. Then you couldn't react. You couldn't on any level be like, oh my God, you know, what the F? You, on any level, you couldn't say that. Or you automatically homophobic. It's like, dude, I didn't hear your inner thoughts. I didn't know what you were doing. All of a sudden, you're supposed to... Dude, you shave your beard off. People are like, oh my God, that's your chin? Wow. This guy walked out, a dude came back, a woman. You're just supposed to be like, oh yes, anyways, Caitlyn, that's what I was saying. this housing crisis. I think the bubble's creating again. It's just... God bless him.
God bless
her. Sorry, they really freak out about the pronouns, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You say God bless him, and they're like, her!
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can see Bill's show. Does anybody remember laughter at Madison Square Garden?
You can really hear how segmented the audience is in the laughter.
Well, you know, fuck them, because it's very funny. That's a funny joke. And I'm just sick of people.
Right, because it was nothing against transgender. He was just talking about, like, the joke was, and the fact that we all are just immediately supposed to react, you know, be okay with something that kind of took us by surprise. Like,
right. But did you hear that audience? Because it wasn't like it was a quiet audience. There were some people that were truly laughing.
Oh, yeah.
But then there was like a gap of people that weren't laughing at all.
So everyone is up in arms about, you don't have to read it. It's basically everyone's up in arms because, you know, the whole, you got to respect because, you know, it's so brave and it's everything that they do is so
brave.
So leading into the next story, Caitlyn Jenner could face manslaughter charge in deadly Malibu crash.
So
there you go. Now, I love how everyone like just pushed that aside and it's coming back again.
Like the week it happened, I was like, didn't he just kill somebody recently? Yeah, like, nobody going to focus on that?
You know why? Is because the internet never forgets.
No, it doesn't.
It just needs time to process sex changes. It'll get back around again to the murder. Because murder is one of those things that we love to bring back after things have died down. Like what's his name?
Like the person Caitlyn Jenner killed.
Holy shit. Is that the accident?
Yeah.
That's the accident.
It's just like, hey, remember when Ray Lewis killed a guy? Like,
we're allegedly.
Still talk about that. Hashtag allegedly.
God. Dude, that's... And wow.
Caitlyn Jenner...
And he caused that.
Caitlyn caused
that white car to get... Wow.
He caused that because reportedly it was being chased after a paparazzi.
She, yes, but at the time, was it Bruce Jenner?
It was Bruce at the time, so he. You're right, he is correct, because he was Bruce at the time.
She!
Thank you.
No, stop it.
He in past tense, she in present tense.
Were.
There you go.
Caitlyn Jenner could be charged with manslaughter, which you can't spell without laughter.
Wouldn't it be woman slaughter now?
Yes. I thought manslaughter is what you call this operation. Following her car accident in Malibu earlier this year that left one dead. This case will be submitted to the district attorney next week. Harvey Dent cannot be reached for comment. Detectives have...
Can we trust him?
Can we trust Caitlyn Jenner? Detectives have completed their six-month investigation, really timely, Malibu,
and determined it was a car accident.
and how about the biggest accident of them all? There's still 76 gas stations.
There really is, isn't there?
I was also focusing on that in the background, yes.
And are set
all we need now is the Smokey and the Bandit reprisal.
And are set to present evidence in the prosecution that could lead to the misdemeanor manslaughter charge against the I Am Kate star, because there's nothing really egregious in case Detective Richard Curry of the Sheriff's Department said there's a 50-50 chance.
Richard Tim Curry?
There's a 50-50 chance she will be charged. Jenner was driving down Pacific Coast Highway on February 7th at an unsafe speed when her Escalade hit another vehicle, causing a
That's not an Escalade.
To be fair, there's no safe speed to drive down Pacific Coast Highway.
Well, that
or in an Escalade.
Especially in that part of the of town where they are right now, because that's Santa Monica and PCH, and they are... That's not good.
That escalated quickly, hit another vehicle, causing a chain reaction crash. Authorities... Stop, it was a good joke.
Authorize.
Authorities said Curry charged that Jenner's violation of vehicular manslaughter law ultimately led to a death. My heartfelt and deepest sympathies go out to the
family. Hold on. Did you skip over? Like, so he hit the back of this car because he was going too fast and pushed her in the traffic, into oncoming traffic.
And that's what killed her. Correct. And that's what killed her.
The woman who died?
Correct.
Yeah.
My heartfelt and deepest sympathies go out to the family and loved ones and all those who were involved or injured in this terrible accident. Jenner said in a statement a day after the accident, "It's a devastating tragedy that I cannot pretend to imagine what his family's going through at this time. I am praying for them. I will continue to cooperate in every way possible." She's so brave, guys. Although Jenner was not speeding, she was driving too fast for the day's road conditions. According to authorities, Kim Howe's Lexus rear-ended...
Wait, was it raining?
Probably. According to authorities, Kim Howe's Lexus rear-ended Jessica Steindoff's Toyota Prius, causing Jenner's Escalade to rear-end Howe's car, pushing it into oncoming traffic. A Hummer then struck, that's the Hummer you see there, Howe's car head-on, causing her to die at the scene.
She died right there. Wow.
Do you think because Jenner is a female and the whole thing that she's so brave and getting all these awards and stuff, do you think she's not going to face charges?
The cop said it's a 50-50 chance they'll charge her. We don't know if it is or isn't. If Jenner is charged, her E! Show I Am Kate will not be affected as the first season has already wrapped. Oh, because we were worried about that Variety. I'm sorry. That's what matters.
Dude,
not
I was worried. I want to see like I if Am
you're,
Kate.
You know, if you're reading this on TMZ, it's the same kind of thing. It's just you know entertainment news.
Wasn't there another TV show that got pulled because of the acts of a celebrity in recent history?
Well, Duck Dynasty was pulled, but then they brought it back. Dog the Bounty Hunter was taken off because he was dropping the N-bomb to a call with his son. That was taken off, and that came back. Which one? Honey Boo Boo was taken off the air because
her mom was dating a pedophile.
A pedophile who molested one of the kids.
And then also the Duggars family.
Yeah. Yes. Which is another thing that came out today. I saw like a blurb of it. Apparently, like the guy's the son is checking into rehab
I read that.
He cheated on his wife.
Yep.
You need rehab, I guess, for that.
Oh my God.
And then actually somebody I was reading somewhere that the sister of his wife, the one he cheated on, was, you know, on Facebook saying what a piece of shit he was, and people were defending, you're supposed to forgive because of the Bible and confession. And he's like, there's a difference between confessing your sin and getting caught. You got caught. It's not like you confessed it and you felt bad for it. Is that you got caught? Which it doesn't matter because listen, if you have that many fucking kids, and no offense, Dutch and Sean, but this fucking crazy people. That's too many children.
Yep. No, my parents are crazy.
See, well, there you go. It's too many.
Well, no, it's the fact they have that many kids and they like attention, and that's why they're doing the show.
True.
Anybody that believes in Christianity should have their head examined.
Yeah. Well, fair enough.
You think there's too many?
Not all our parents.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they need their heads examined.
Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume also prompts outcry.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
I'm making my own,
love
dude.
I knew this was going to happen, and I love every second of this thing.
Here it is. Here's the picture of it.
Better than a good Halloween costume. I love Taysa's Halloween costume.
But this one's so easy.
They're going to go with a 5 o'clock shadow to
mail. How
the hell does that guy have a camel toe?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's the greatest thing.
Back,
I love tasteless shit like this. It's awesome.
And there's another one that people are pissed at is the dentist lion killer.
Cecil the Lion Killer. Yeah.
But for $50, Call Me Caitlin looks like a great Halloween costume for any guy or girl.
I don't know
about the Jared one.
Oh yeah,
Jared one with the kid like a strap. But the thing is, they've done that Halloween costume for
the priests. Yeah. Well, Mitch made that Photoshop with the subway, because I said we need to repurpose anyone who had the priest outfit a few years ago. Now it could be repurposed. Just get a subway shirt, same bottom. Boom, you're Jared.
There you go.
Done.
Very nice.
I actually have one of those shirts. It says $5 foot long, and there's a yellow arrow pointing down to my face.
That is a good time to own that shirt, by the way.
Dude, yep. You got to do that for Halloween.
Yep.
John, you had the foresight of a genius.
Well,
the foreskin of a genius.
Well, I already ordered my Jesus riding a dinosaur costume.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's not bad either. I like it. It's historically accurate. That's why I like it, because it's historically an accurate costume.
I'm going to get so much shit for it.
And another thing, that's pretty much it. People are pissed off with the costume. The only problem with this costume was that every year, it's always going to get hacked and everyone's going to be doing it. And it's, you know.
Right. But I love the amount of, quote, outrage it's stirred on the internet, which it's basically the same 100 people getting mad over everything.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it's really, it's not that much outrage.
It's not like, the thing is, it's not like people are making it seem like, oh, you're just picking on transsexual. Not at all. Not in any way, shape, or form.
We're picking on Bruce Jenner for being an attention-seeking idiot who kills a woman in a car accident.
That's what we're picking on. We're picking on Bruce Jenner
and his stupid new pussy.
He's the least attention-seeking out of all of them.
And you know what? That says a lot, Sean. When the guy who had a sex change is the least attention-seeking one.
He's probably the most well-adjusted out of all of them.
Once again, no, he's not, because he married Kate or Kris Jenner. You're not adjusted if you do that. He's an idiot. Yeah. No, fuck him.
I mean, I wouldn't know if he was the most, like Bill Burr was saying, he's just in the background. He was never really bugging anybody.
Right, because nobody gave a shit about the guy who had 14 plastic surgeries and had, you know, the decathlon in the 70s.
Well,
they want to look at Kim's.
To be fair, if you think of someone a reality TV show, you're going to give it to the guy who won a bunch of gold medals, not a bunch of stupid sluts because one of them fucked Ray J.
Because he's actually relevant in some way.
Yeah, the other ones are just whores. They're just stupid whores.
Didn't we do a break on this like last week about how fucking mad we are?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago.
This
but yeah,
even exists,
right? Yeah. And we were talking about how by us talking about it, they continue to have jobs, and we're doing it again.
We're feeding the beast. Is what's happening.
We're doing it again.
We can't.
We're not feeding the chicken. We're feeding the beast.
We're feeding the beast.
Feed the chicken.
Okay, feeding.
No, don't.
Thank you.
Feeding.
Royce already.
I see you doing it.
All right. Well, let's not feed the chicken any further and move on to Jesus having his own wife.
Ooh, yeah. My wife.
Why is this news?
It's news because
there's more evidence.
Because gospel origins are beginning to emerge.
Gospel orgies?
Yes, gospel orgies. The truth may finally be emerging about the gospel of Jesus' wife, a controversial papyrus suggesting that some people believe Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, a whore.
A whore.
Whore. New research on the Papyrus's ink post.
Oh, I have a video on here.
There's a video?
A tiny scrap of ancient paper is making big waves with some of the most esteemed scholars in the world.
Whore.
Fresh debate on an angel.
Thank you, Mel.
With some of the most esteemed scholars in the world. Fresh debate on an age-old question. Was Jesus married? Scientists analyzing a piece of papyrus called the Gospel of Jesus' Wife have now concluded it almost certainly is ancient and not a modern
smelly pirate hooker.
They've been looking at it and they determined it was old.
Well, hold on. It was the same people
they've
that were
that this is ancient and not Bob's
you know what, Dutch?
You know, weekend craft with papyrus.
Dutch, it was the same crack team that was investigating Caitlyn Jenner's accident. It just takes them a while.
Yep.
Have now concluded it almost certainly is ancient and not a modern fake. Harvard Divinity Professor Karen King first discovered.
Isn't there something weird about a Harvard Divinity Professor?
Yeah, that you went to school to learn about a fucking fable.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Discovered the fragment back in 2012, spurring years of heated debate and tests to verify its authenticity. Why? It contains a phrase never before seen in a piece of scripture.
YOLO. Which is odd for Jesus, because
he did twice, and that's not really to make sense.
It contains a phrase never before seen in a piece of scripture. Jesus said...
Was on fleek.
So she was on fleek.
Okay, sorry.
It contains a phrase never before seen in a piece of scripture. Jesus
Wear
said to them...
Wear your whore makeup, you whore!
Wow, it said that? That's crazy!
...or seen in a piece of scripture. Jesus said to them, my wife.
It's my wife! Yes!
He was a big Borat fan.
He was. He was really good.
You will not shrink me, gypsy!
It was funny.
The latest... in a string of recent discoveries giving us more insight into biblical times.
It's the first case we have of Christian
Jesus getting his dick wet.
Why the hell is she gasping for air?
Because she just ran over
to tell us
about that, how Jesus had a wife.
My wife.
Claiming
my
wife. That
and my whore that wife is getting more attention than me, so I'm turning into a woman.
Jesus had a wife.
Flowing in fact, documents like this helped inspire the Da Vinci Code.
Mary Magdalene was Jesus.
Yeah, we know. Now, here's a quick mashup. Can we just somewhere Jesus wig and beard, and but wear the Caitlyn Jenner outfit and say, well, we'll be Jesus, but for woman. What would you say Jesus' name would be if he was a woman?
Oh.
If he were a woman.
Janine?
No.
Whatever feminine
Jessica?
Form of
Jesus
Joshua.
Is kind of a faggy name.
Jesus isn't a real name.
Right?
Well, excuse me, the guy that cuts my lawn, that's his name.
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh!
They pronounce it differently. I'm just saying Jesus.
They should spell it the same way then.
The man that you're talking about, Jesus Christ, in quotes, because I know you fags can't see me air quoting.
Good.
His name was not Jesus. I'm not on camera.
Well, why don't you get on camera?
Because
I want to see your air quotes. I love your air quotes.
Would you let him say this? Fuck, what he's going to say?
Jesus, man.
I just want fun to do this.
Jesus, man.
No, his name was Yeshua, which is Hebrew for Joshua.
Yeshua?
Bless you.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Yeshua, you want to go to Yimmy Yon's?
Helped inspire.
He said, oh, Lord, Jesus is a fire.
Chico.
And Magdalene was Jesus' wife.
For many biblical scholars, it's added intriguing new evidence to what we know about the biblical narrative. But they caution it doesn't prove that Jesus had a wife.
Take caution?
Right, the Bible says Jesus rose again. It doesn't prove that he did.
Take caution, Sean.
Yeah, that could have just been a guy writing in his journal going, I think he had a wife.
Yeah.
It doesn't prove that Jesus had a wife. For conspiracy theorists, the find adds more to the mystery of why certain writings were included in the...
But there was never any set sort of scriptures for the New Testament anyway. They just sat there and cherry-picked what they wanted. They're acting like there was science behind it before. There wasn't.
No, it was just all a bunch of writings, and the Catholic Church claimed all of them, and then about the year 1000, they all sat down and said, okay, well, this is what we're going to make our religion
into. Well, hold on.
Right, yeah, like
they
this
took
is
all
acceptable,
the pagan,
this is what's not.
Yeah.
They took all the pagan holidays, and they made them Christian holidays, like Christmas was Yule, and Yule was the celebration of winter.
Yule Brenner?
Yule Brenner? I thought he was in The King and I.
No shit.
Yeah.
They're related?
Watson?
Then Easter was Ostara, the celebration of spring. So they made it easy for the local common people.
And that's weird because the Earth is only...
Shift,
and that's a lot of change because the Earth's only 6,000 years old, so that's really weird.
No, the Earth is not 6,000 years old. That is a literalist interpretation of the Bible, or as I like to call it, an idiot's interpretation of the Bible.
I like to call it La Biblia.
Speaking of the Earth only being 3,000 years old, something that we discovered was on Netflix is Bill Nye the Science
Guy. Every episode of Bill Nye the Science Guy that you remember as a kid is on Netflix. Everyone.
Yeah, is he like just trolling people these days? Like,
he's on like, for weeks.
Yeah, isn't it great? I was watching it and we were
watching the evolution episode?
Yeah. We were over this same week, we were telling you yesterday, we were over at Joyce and Joe's house and we were watching the show.
Bill Nye.
And then when we got to episode 13, Joyce out of nowhere goes, you know, because her family's very religious, they were Jehovah's Witness. He goes, you know, I remember this is the last episode I ever saw because when I was watching this episode, my mom made me turn it off. And my parents got into a fight about whether and why I shouldn't be allowed to watch it because it goes against our beliefs.
And then she was told to leave classrooms.
Yeah.
Bitches leave.
Whenever that was being aired so that she couldn't learn about it. So she was like, halfway through, I knew what was going on.
Bitches
and then,
leave.
And then at a certain point, this is all new information.
And I even remember they used to show Bill Nye, even in my Christian schools, they used to show it, but they never showed the evolution episode, obviously. And I just thought it was what a really good show.
I understand why that Evolution episode was really controversial.
No, it wasn't.
He was claiming a lot of outrageous things.
No, it was everything was based in science. Everything he said.
Exactly. Ridiculous science.
By the way, Bill Nye, original
unproven science.
Unbased in science, science.
Just not scientifical
at all.
Science facts.
He was the original cool guy with a fucking bow tie too. He rocked a bow tie every episode in that show.
He also always had a song at the end of each episode.
Oh God,
that was
the songs at the end. They spoofed 90s rock songs, and they were so good slash bad.
I don't think I ever watched
an episode. Let me correct that. I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of Bill Nye. I don't think I ever got to the end.
I associate Bill Nye the Science Guy with substitute teachers because that's all we would watch whenever there was a sub in science class.
Here, look, like for example, they would have like this rap song.
So obviously you know the beat, right?
That's just
oh yeah, yeah. This is Jump.
No, it's not. Lakes. It's Bill Nye the Science Guy about water. Rain. The water cycle makes it rain. Evaporation makes it rain. Condensation makes it rain.
See, you're learning and rapping.
My favorite kind of rap.
Yep. Whatever this kid is, he's pretty good.
He's actually better than Crisscross.
He's better than him because he knows about science.
Oh, I was gonna say, how are they gonna do the wiggity wiggity
wiggity wiggity rain?
He said riggity riggity rain.
Yep.
I would have said wiggity wiggity wet. You believe that?
Rain, makes it rain. Evaporation makes it. This is better.
Condensation makes it. Did they not get sued for plagiarism back then?
I don't know.
I mean, the internet was still so new. No one knew that this is going on.
There was no such thing as law back in the 90s.
No.
Well, the first album that actually that started the whole debate was Polly's Boutique from Beastie Boys, because they had a whole bunch of samples from a whole bunch of different songs. The Dust Brothers did it.
Yep.
The same people that did Beck's Odelay, and great album. Yeah,
they also did the entire score for Fight Club.
Yes,
movie.
That's Fun right.
They did.
Yes, they did. And they after that, it was like, okay, we have to have some sort of law so people can't just steal songs. And that's when they started doing it, because I mean, Led Zeppelin stole every one of their songs from black musicians, and that's fine.
Well, in all fairness, Led Zeppelin didn't steal anything. They were like, they asked, like, "Hey, is all right?" Like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Because that's not
true. The band that
no,
they were
no,
that, they were stealing them. The band that they were stealing off of wasn't getting as much play as them. So, and that was for that one album.
No, it was a whole bunch
didn't
of songs.
Ask it's permission. Well, they just did it. These are bands they were touring with too. That was the greatest part about it.
Yep.
Well, luckily, Bill Nye was allowed
Carlos
to make
CEO of music.
Luckily, Bill Nye was allowed to make these songs because now I can enjoy the tunes I love, but also learn.
Yes. Yeah, I did like that. But I mean, it was pretty good. I didn't realize it only ran for one season.
Also, Bill Nye throws in a few more sexual innuendos than I remembered.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God, he did.
Because we didn't know what sex was.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get half the joke. I love watching things that I didn't understand as a kid fully. Now as an adult, oh my God,
do you
it's
have
fantastic.
An example?
Oh, just rewatch Ren and Stimpy as an adult.
Oh my God.
Oof. I never got into that show either. I wasn't allowed I wasn't allowed to.
I saw,
Nick at Night?
I saw a few episodes a couple of years back. I'm like, how on earth was I ever allowed to watch this? This is awful.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Yeah, I don't know if Maul was making a joke, but she said, do you remember the sex ed episode? Did they have one, or is she just
You know what they may have? That is actually maybe... That sounds like something they may have done.
It's possible. I don't remember it, though.
No, there's The Eyes of Nye, Evolution of Sex, Season 1, Episode 3.
And that's not his... By the estate of that's not what his H. old show was. This must be a new one.
I know. Well, let's see. Let's see when this was. I'll tell you now. Tonight.
Something never before seen on television. A show.
Yeah, he's older
about
here.
Sex. About sex.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, but that wasn't the Bill Nye one. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hold on. Hold that on. Looks old. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
This one.
Second one down. There it is.
Sex
takes
a lot of energy.
Yes.
You have to find a mate. Then you have to set the mood. And then you have to. Well, it takes a lot of energy. See, why do we have.
Jokes like that, Dutch.
Sex. Why don't we just divide ourselves in half, like our good friends, the amoebas.
Ugh. Well, asexual reproduction is probably not as much fun, for one thing. But the other thing is...
Bravo, Bill!
When you have sex, you come up with new combinations of genes that help us stay ahead of germs and parasites.
Is this their variation of, like, sexy sex music?
Here's what this was. During Bill Nye the Science Guy, he had the episodes that ran for Disney, and I remember this. Then he during the same time, during the show, he would make episodes just for schools, like little things like this that you would play
right,
at school.
Little, yeah.
That's why, yes, this is the same time. You could tell he's about
the same. I love the comment on the bottom, like the person who uploaded said he seemed like a nice guy.
Hi, sweetie.
Oh, look at that cell
phone. Look at the old cell phone, Dutch.
I love old cell phones.
Now?
So awful.
Well, speaking of sex, I gotta go.
Oh, he's gonna go have fuck his wife. Good for him!
See?
That's awesome.
Very funny.
I enjoy him. He takes risks. That's what I like. A risk-taker scientist.
After that first 30 minutes, did anybody else run out and go get some Burger King?
Yeah, we should have.
Did
but,
you?
Yeah.
You left the show for half... How long did it take you to get there? Or did you send D out?
No, I sent D out.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Good for you.
Bravo.
Oh, yeah, it was a good Burger King.
You should have told her to get you some McDonald's, too, and make your own goddamn sandwich.
Honey.
Thanks, Burger King, for that story.
It's working.
Honey.
And dinner.
I need you to go to two different fast food restaurants and make me a combo sandwich.
What are you, fucking Big Kev?
Yes.
She wasn't going to go for that, because when she went to go get it, I went to go buy a pack of cigarettes earlier. I had her bank card in my pocket the entire fucking 20 minutes, first 20 minutes of the show while she was gone. It was great.
Why do you do that? See, how are you supposed to get your Burger King?
I didn't. And if she had to come back and get it and then leave. But now I have my Burger King, and this is great.
It sounds like you wildly inconvenienced her, and yet she still brought you food.
Yeah, I did. And Burger King can go ahead and forward me a paycheck.
Oh. And that's weird after that whole praying mantis sex thing you guys do, that she still does that for you, considering you bit her head off 2 weeks ago. So, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah, she is dead.
But, all right, just go to break so Sean could eat.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
I don't know. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Now DP, cause the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. DP, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray, keep it turned up on the mic. all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DB. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
You know, the way the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
Well, name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie Birdie.
And to the Italians?
Papa Poopy.
Papa da Poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans?
Hey man.
Spain? Singapore?
Oh. Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you morelikeradio.com? Because mean people need to laugh too.
It's a weird misprint.
Hey! Azang, essay.
Yeah, right. Well, not so good. You know, I don't really know what's going on, but I'm seeing things. I think it might be because of these drugs the army put me on. But if you could just get me well enough to get back to base.
Right. Kick ass. Well, don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you're fucked up. You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like... you know what I mean? Like,
no, I'm serious here.
Oh, don't worry, Skrull. Now there are plenty of tards out there living really kick-ass lives. My first wife was tarded. She's a pilot now.
I need for you to be serious for a second here, okay? I need help.
There's that fag talk we talked about. Right, so that'll be this many dollars. And if you could just go ahead and, like, put your... tattooing that shit.
That's weird. This thing has the same misprint as that magazine. What are the odds?
Where's your tattoo? Why don't you have this?
Oh, God.
Where's your tattoo?
Oh, my God.
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
Oh, my God.
You're not unscannable, are you?
Oh my God!
You're unscannable.
Unscannable! No, you don't understand! You gotta let me talk to someone in the army!
Hey,
back live. Hit with Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Y4, you don't have tattoo.
Y4, you don't have tattoo.
We are back live, second hour, Hippo Juice. If you want to call in, like I said, 954-573-2780. Or morelikeradio.com/live if you want to be lazy and be in the chat room. So what do we want to go to next, Marie? Or you want me to do something? I could do something if you want.
I guess you could.
Yeah, I got it. I got one.
Because I was busy during the break uploading a picture of our dog in the podcast studio for National Dog Day.
What a lazy bitch.
Because
there was that guy that shot those reporters. He shot himself.
Well, okay, we could do that if you want. I had that as well. Yeah, there was the, let me find it here.
Finding a guy who shot himself.
Can you hear me, you bitch?
Yeah, that guy, what happened? It says here, CBS journalist shot and killed during live broadcast.
Oh, good.
What I gathered was there is like a live
broadcast
report.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, there was a live broadcast in Virginia, and then a disgruntled employee he basically shot a cameraman and the news reporter,
and then he killed himself. A pair of television journalists at CBS affiliate in Virginia were shot and killed during a live broadcast Wednesday morning, and authorities said the shooter, a disgruntled former employee at the station, shot himself after crashing his car on the interstate. The suspected gunman identifies as Vester Flanagan, a 41-year-old former WDBJ TV reporter who went by the name Bryce Williams on air. Really?
Oh.
Was taken into custody with life-threatening injuries. Police said he later died. The victim's WDBJ reporter Allison Parker, 24, and Adam Ward, her 27-year-old cameraman, died shortly after the shooting, which occurred at approximately 6:45 a.m. at Bridgewater Place in Moneta, Virginia, near Smith Mountain Lake.
Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't. No.
I tried watching the video, and everywhere I went, it was taken down.
Now, dude, the news was playing it.
I have
it. Like the same news station was playing it. It's haunting.
I don't know if I want to play it. I don't want to get in a bummed out mood.
Both of them died.
Yeah, I don't want to get in a bummed out mood.
We're talking about it. I mean,
fine. Well,
sorry I brought it up.
No, it's fine.
But I mean, I guess, I mean, I don't know if you've already addressed this because I just walked in, but he was a former employee there.
Yeah.
And I guess he got fired because these two individuals, I guess, reported him to Human Services for whatever reason.
Okay, Human Resources. Okay, here we go. All right, here's the video.
This is going to be rough.
Well, this is the actual news thing. This is the station that they were on.
We have some incredibly sad news to report to you this morning. That news crew out of WDBJ in Roanoke,
where there was a house.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really? Wow.
Roanoke, yeah.
The shooting on live television this morning. We do know that the reporter and the photographer are now dead.
To bring our viewers from News Channel 3 who might have just joined us up to speed, this happened just before 7 o'clock this morning. These two were part of a live video of what happened, what played out on live TV. You can see right there.
Oh, shit!
Someone walks up in the last few frames at very close range. Police are now locking down that area as there is an active shooter still on the loose. Schools have been...
He killed himself already, so we know that. Jesus Christ, though. Come on. That's fucked up.
It's really
up.
Not that bad.
It's Yeah, but it's still fucked up.
It really is.
It's
haunting to know that mm-hmm. That guy died instantly because he shot him in the back of the head. That's why the camera dropped.
Right.
And then I guess there was a video posted from a first person, like him filming it on a GoPro.
Yeah.
And then posted it on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the one that was probably taken down because they don't want to give, I'm sure, him whatever.
I'm watching it right now.
We're posted in the chat room then.
It is in the chat room. This is the link I clicked in the chat room.
Roy Black? Okay, yeah, the one I posted.
It's haunting.
Wait, so the woman was shot in the back but was taken to the hospital?
Okay, this is the video of the shooter? Oh, fuck, here we go.
This is from the first person point of view, yeah.
Oh, God. I love that he's focusing the camera first.
Whatever the rate is, because it's worth it. It's moderate climate and just excellent condition.
And you all are trying to get more and more people and more business leaders involved in this. And talk about why it's important to get these business leaders involved. This is our community. We want to come together.
Well, the three of them didn't notice him walking
he
up.
He pointed his gun at first and then realized he wasn't in focus.
We're saying tourism. We want people to come here to stay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's the end.
They don't have like security people with these cameras.
No,
beyond?
Not local.
Why would
news?
They, dude? It was a local news hit. Like, they're not.
What did he? What did they accuse him of? It's human resources. Anyone know?
Well, apparently, I guess on his face. I was reading it earlier this morning on his Facebook page. He, I guess, posted something like how that camera guy, you know, after working with him one time, reported him to human, you know, resources, and then that, like, I guess. She also reported him, but he was going to do some sort of like, you know, equal workers' rights kind of thing. He went postal. He shot up his own employees because he got fired because of their reporting of him to
Moss,
human resources.
Moss says, I have no idea how you enforce gun control, but it needs to be done. Look at Japan. They have gun rentals for hunting season, but they've outlawed it any other time. I think we need to do the same thing.
Here's the thing. I don't know if this is a gun control issue. This was a guy got fired and was intentionally going to kill these people.
Look,
you can
say whatever you want about guns, but people can say whatever they want about guns, but a gun does not kill somebody unless it's fired at somebody.
Correct. And
somebody has to shoot it at them. So these people that are mentally unstable and can't handle, it's not about gun control. There doesn't need to be gun control. What there needs to be is everybody needs to have a gun, and everybody needs to be educated and use a gun. Because,
yeah, the other thing is, you know, she's pointing out Japan. Okay, counterpoint. Japan may have less gun deaths, but they have more suicide. They like more suicides per capita than any country.
True, but that's not. That doesn't have anything to do with this.
No, I know. My point is, just because one thing works for them doesn't necessarily mean the country's well adjusted. What I'm saying is, it balance. You know what I'm saying? The human.
Well, if
condition,
you go to England, who gave up their guns back in 1996,
yes, they did.
Then you'll see that within a year or two after giving up all the guns, gun violence was gone
right.
in England. But. What happened was
they still had a higher rate of violent crimes.
Yeah,
violent crimes went up. Muggings, stabbings.
Yep.
Death by stabbing went up 500% in the UK after they took away all the guns.
Yeah. So the thing is that people blame the guns. Look, I'm not gonna go one way or the other. I don't really care.
It doesn't.
I don't know. I don't own a gun, so I don't care. But the problem is fucking. There's always going to be. Fucked up people. You could take all the guns away that you want. There's always going to be fucked up people that are going to do fucked up things. Because every time people say the gun control thing, I always counteract and say, online right now, if you wanted to, you could find how to make a pipe bomb with stuff you bought at Lowe's.
Yeah.
You could do more damage if you wanted to than with a gun. So it doesn't matter. Crazy people are going to do crazy things.
All you need is to open up a couple of M80s, grab a plastic pipe, stuff all that shit inside of it, glue some nails to the outside of the pipe,
and you're
put a fuse on it, and you're done. It's not a simple thing. Explosives are not hard to make.
No, they're not. And that's the problem is that the other thing is that, and again, I am once again a firm believer of I don't like only the government being allowed to have weapons, and we're not. That's also fucked up.
That's why our Second Amendment is there, is because in the case that the government is tyrannical, which it is currently now and going to be continue fucking us,
also,
you need those guns. Plus, you also have to realize back in the day when people were traveling, they were usually traveling by horseback. It was a group of a smaller group of people, and you also have to realize there were no cars. It was all horses and carriages, so you had Native Americans running around.
Don't forget, and when the zombie apocalypse comes, do you want to have us not have guns? No, we want to have guns for the zombies.
Well, I got my sweet zombie tool, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You're obviously not going to stab and mug a zombie.
No,
that's not going
to bash one's head in a second, though.
No, I get it, but I mean, it's nice to have a gun if there's a zombie apocalypse, and we're trying to deal with scientific facts here, and scientifically, there could be a zombie apocalypse, and we want to be able to protect ourselves.
Not from the zombies, from other people in that world.
There's no scientific evidence to prove that taking guns away reduces violent crimes. It's not. As a matter of fact, there's less violent crime when you have more people who are armed. If you walk into a room, just like on Sunny, if you walk into a room of people that are armed.
Yep.
Are you going to try to commit a crime?
No! That's why there's no shooting at gun shows.
Yeah, anybody ever noticed that? Like all these people are all up in arms whenever, like, every weekend they have, like, a gun and knife show. But it's like they're completely organized and everyone's there for one purpose only, to buy and trade. And nobody's going. Yeah. I've yet to see, like, a news report of somebody going postal in a gun
convention. My thing is, more than anything else, is I get a little upset with the whole notion of the government is run by people just like us. Why do you think they have better insight to what we should do with ourselves? Look, I'm fucking libertarian. I'm big, you know, fucking, you have as many abortions as you want, own handguns and grow weed. I don't give a fuck, you know? It doesn't bother me any. And the thing is that, yes, shootings suck, and yes, it all, you know, it's fucking terrible, but that's not the fucking biggest problem. Let's really be honest. That's not the biggest problem in this country.
You know, I agree with everything you guys all said, yeah, but just to play devil's advocate, sure, this has gotten a little more often. It just happening more often than it should.
No, not true at all. This has been happening.
Of course it's happening more often than it should, because it shouldn't happen at all. The problem is that these people are we live in a nation where we're going to blame everything else except for ourselves. And the problem is that Americans are fucked up.
Rome.
They're dumb. They're ignorant. And they don't want to accept responsibility for their fucking social issues, for their fucking intellectual incapacities, or for they want to make an excuse for basically everything. So we're going to sit here and say, oh, we got to get rid of guns. No, the people that want to kill other people, the people that are fucked up in the head and want to hurt somebody, they're going to find a way to do that, whether there's guns,
Dennis
and knives,
the chat said that
too. None of it. It doesn't matter. You can be as naive as you want. We live in a shit world with shit people.
Remember the fourth party?
What's that?
You tell him, Sean. You tell him that if you take away all of our weapons, we'll punch each other to death.
Yeah. And also,
I mean, he's right.
I'm sick of people.
Not an issue of the instrument. If you actually dig really deep, it's that we're not very educated, or we're not very socially or emotionally stable group of people. Like, nah, dude.
And whenever and that's the other side of it, and that's why you said 500% stabbing went up in England. The reason for that is human nature. People don't like to be told what to do, and people
and
rebel,
we want to kill each other,
and we rebel against it. It always happens. It will always happen, or will always continue to happen. England, okay, their gun crimes are basically abolished because they're taking guns away. Read another article. England also has, they were preemptively putting people in jail before the election. They didn't do anything wrong, but just because they were troublemakers. Do you want that? Because that's the next step. That's the problem. That's the next step.
Hooligans. Yeah, they're all kind of shitheads.
That whole V for Vendetta story arc.
Did they get some insight into Minority Report?
Well, first off, African American Report. And,
hey!
Can't wait for this bit to die.
It's never going to. It's by the way, Minority Report.
I will
report,
not let it. But this is my personal life.
This
that
is
we're
happening
talking about.
Now.
This isn't a bit.
Guys,
this is a life choice.
Dutch, can we move on to something more fun for a little while, if you
something
don't mind?
I know we had to address it because
of course,
it was morning. So,
Florida woman,
oh boy,
tackles life.
Why do you do this to yourself?
No, Marie, don't do it. We're gonna do it. Florida is stupid woman.
Done.
What?
Hi. I did not hit her. It's not true.
It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Now tell me who that?
Oh,
who
Mark.
That? Do that. Do that.
Florida woman tackles lice problem with hitman, police say.
Wait, lice?
Lice. L-I-C-E. Headlice.
As in headlight.
Yes.
Like what children
have. She hired
a
hitman for lice?
Check this out. New Smyrna Beach, Florida. A Central Florida woman is in serious trouble after police say she tried to hire her former son-in-law to kill his ex-wife's homeless boyfriend.
Sean?
What? Wait. What?
I'll read it again.
Are you mementoing me right now?
No, I'm reading it from the beginning. A Central Florida woman is in serious trouble after police say she tried to hire her former son-in-law to kill his ex-wife's homeless boyfriend, the Daytona Beach News Journal reports.
Because the homeless man was giving him the head lice?
Yes. 50-year-old Pamela Vansterdale is charged with criminal solicitation to commit murder. Police say that she wanted 22-year-old Dylan Lovelace dead because her grandchildren came home with lice.
Police, that's a good reason.
Police learned of the plot when 33-year-old Daniel Dion told an officer his former mother-in-law asked him Thursday to pop the boyfriend with a 25-caliber handgun.
Why not just buy the shampoo?
No. Reports show that the woman...
Why for you no buy shampoo?
Reports show that woman suggests Deanna dump the body in the
What did Dee do?
How does she know for sure that it's the boyfriend giving the children head lice and not other children in school giving the child head lice?
Records don't show whether she hired a lawyer. Police say she admitted asking Deanna to kill Lovelace but claimed she was joking.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
Wait, like Carlos Lovelace from Wild Wild West? Wild Wild West?
Never make a Wild Wild West reference.
I take you to the Wild Wild West.
Never make a Wild Wild West reference on this joke on the show ever again. It's not a funny joke. I don't like it.
I enjoyed it.
Me and Artemis Clyfall with Polly Prince Pants and Selma Hayek. Bang, bang, bang. Wiki Wild, Wiki, Wiki Wild, Wiki Wild, Wild West.
So, Jaden. Me and Jim West, roughneck, so go check the lawn and buy.
Forgot about the beginning.
We'll flex and get a hole in your side, swallow your pride.
Don't let your head react.
You don't want to see my head
where my head be at. Yeah. Sorry. More and more guys are giving each other bro jobs.
Yep.
Right? Yep.
No.
Am I right, guys?
Hold on, stop.
You're joking, but let me read. Can I please read this?
He said it wrong.
More and more straight guys are giving each other bro jobs. What is a bro?
I was joking.
This is real.
A bro job just like gay fellatio?
This is real. Oh, this is real.
The fuck?
I was seriously going. I went for like the randomest thing I could think of, which was that, like something that could not possibly be. You're kidding me.
I suck cock and I love it. Yummy, yummy.
Kidding me? What is a bro job, you ask? In a nutshell, it's when a straight guy gives another straight guy a blowy. Not in a meaningful sexual way, but in a friendly...
A blammer jammer.
In a friendly...
She can suck my penis.
I don't think that's what that was used for.
I think it was. Super happy fun time in my mouth.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a guy gives a straight guy a blowy, not in a meaningful sexual way, but in a friendly, no strings attached, I'm just doing you a little favor, totally not gay sort of way.
The old-fashioned how-to-do.
Shut my cock, I'll murder your family.
Dr. Jane Ward writes about this not-so-new phenomenon in her book, Not Gay, Sex Between Straight Men, published by NYU Press last month.
And edited by Sean Waters.
Point, like, it's not that, okay, I'm not labeling you as a homosexual, but that is a gay
The scale. Remember
thing.
The scale we did?
Really
the scale. The Kinsey scale. Where's a bunch of
sex
twos.
Sex between straight white men. Why does that have to be white men?
In the book,
guys got better business to do.
Because black guys probably wouldn't be giving each other blowjobs.
How do you know that?
I don't know that at all.
That's racist.
Well, I'm just assuming because
they don't call each other bros. It would be bra jobs.
That's why.
In the book,
when you first said bro job, I was like, is the writer of this Asian?
No. Excellent. In the book, Ward processes the following question. A straight white girl can kiss a girl like it and call herself straight. No.
Yeah, she's right.
She can just call herself Katy Perry.
Okay. You know, I would have been able to suck my buddies off without being called gay. I love this woman.
That was
Jane Ward, you're my girl.
So clean, 827.
God damn it.
Her boyfriend may even encourage her, but can't straight white guys experience the same sexual fluidity? Or would kissing a guy just mean they're really gay? See, the problem is it's all the... We talked about this last week about the scale, the gay scale.
There's a scale there.
Yeah. What is it? Dutch...
Castle gay scale, right?
The guys on the show are all twos. Marie said she was a three. So I get, but I would never want to blow my friend, though. That's why I'm not a three, I guess. I would never want to blow my buddy for fun.
Yeah, you just try to put your penis in a high heel and take pictures of it and send it to your buddy.
That's fun. That's like, hey, look what I'm working with. I'm like, hey, look what I'm working with. I have more pictures.
It's a dick and a heel.
I have more pictures of Dutch's balls on my phone than I care to admit. In the book, Ward poses the following question. I already read that. The answer is complicated. From a fraternity hazing rituals where pledges are told to grab each other's dongs and stick their fingers up fellow pledges' butts.
Totally straight.
Hot.
To online personal ads posted by...
Oh, my balls!
Posted by straight men seeking other straight men to suck off. Ward examines the fascinating world of straight guy-on-guy action, which she believes is nearly as gay as isn't nearly as gay as people think. Ward argues that the real reason straight men behave in this way is to reaffirm rather than challenge their gender and racial identity. Racial has nothing to do with it. Stop making everything about race. Stop
it. No, the dude, being gay in the black community is still not accepted at all.
And to leverage whiteness and masculinity to authenticate their heterosexuality in the context of sex with men. In other words, they do it to prove they're not gay. That they're not doing it
right.
I'm
going to suck you so hard to prove I'm not gay.
Kind of like how a blossoming homosexual might experiment with a girl.
No, it tastes like man balls.
Might experiment with a girl in high school or college once or twice as a way of testing the waters, Sean Waters. We all know how this...
Testing the waters is Sean's new book.
Yes!
An autobiography. Yeah,
yeah. That's very funny.
It has Sean dipping his foot in a pool. That's all
That's
it would
all
be.
It is. That's all it
dipping
is.
Dipping his
foot. There's no words. It's just pictures. It's a picture book.
And you're staring deadpan like what?
Staring at the waters. Camera.
Test in the water.
Just my big toe in the water. Just my big toe.
Test in the waters, guys. Kind of like how... Okay, I read that. By understanding the same sex sexual practice as meaningless, accidental, even necessary, Ward says, straight white men can perform homosexual contact in a heterosexual way. Like when me and Dutch kiss, it was a very straight kiss.
Oh, yeah,
these
very
sex
much so.
Acts are not slippages into a queer way of being or expression or desire, but an unarticulated
speaking of slippages,
identity.
When you kiss me, I did get a little uncomfortable when you tried to slip your tongue into my mouth, and I was like, dude,
I don't half ass things. You know
it's
that.
It's not.
I use
I
my.
Know you're committing to the
I
bit,
use
but it was like,
my full ass on everything.
What?
I don't half ass things. I use my full ass and everything.
No, I heard
I
that.
Do.
I'm just talking about you kissing me.
I did kiss you, and you liked it.
Right, but we were both like,
I hope my I hope my girlfriend don't mind it.
I didn't.
See, Marie, give me another.
In the meantime, she was sucking face with my girlfriend, so.
Yeah, exactly, wow. I was busy.
That's right.
I don't get my nose into other people's businesses. I have my own business.
We're a bunch of weirdos.
By business, you mean buttholes.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
Yeah.
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 Stop it, both of you. I hate it.
Yeah.
You want to go, brah?
Oh, God. Marie, can you please read Confessions of a Funny Girl?
Of course I can. Is this my own autobiography?
No, because...
No.
Would you
read it? All right.
What a dick.
Confessions of a Funny Girl. I may not be the cutest, but dang it, I'll be the funniest. Well, this sounds nice.
No.
It's probably a nice story.
It's probably not.
I bet you guys can't even make fun of how nice this story is
going to
be.
I'm going to. Watch.
I'm going to try.
Right. Who wrote it?
Some bitch. Her name is Kelsey Schumer. Writer
Kelsey Schumer?
Is that Amy Schumer's sister?
Oh,
that
sorry.
Is Amy Schumer's sister.
Sorry. Kelly Schumer. There's no S. C-E-L-E-Y. It looks like celery, but it's Selly.
Oh, so celery
Selly?
Schumer.
Selly Schumer? Selly Schumer? That's
no,
a
yeah.
Twister.
She does have a sister that I think starts with a K. It's like a road manager.
Something like that.
I was watching a clip on Ellen because I'm a big fan of Ellen. That
right.
puts me in the three category at this point.
Here's her confessions from Yahoo.com's beauty section.
Yahoo serious?
Yes.
Beauty okay. section.
Being an awkward, chubby kid is tough. Being the female version of that kid is tougher. Growing up as one of those kids, I, like so many of us, instinctually felt the need to be the funny one. For those of you who never struggled to fit into Abercrombie shorts or spent 4 years behind spectacularly unflattering spectacles, it all starts somewhere around age 11. And I think it at heart is a way of justifying your inclusion in the crowd. I may not be the cutest, but dang it, I'll be the funniest.
It's kind of bragging, though. She's kind of really sure she's funny. Like, I've never, maybe she is. I don't know.
I was going to say, but hold on. She doesn't have an unvalid point. Like,
no,
that's
I'm not.
Where
I'm
we
not,
all started.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I don't know if she's funny or not yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, all of us as comedians usually don't like to say that we're that funny because we don't want somebody to say, no, you're not funny.
Oh, I'm fucking hilarious.
Well, I know that you say that. As that uncomfortable teen, making people laugh was how I got in the door. I'm sure my parents' pool helped, but constant jokery was how I made friends, how I related to people, how I subconsciously defined my self-worth. As an almost grown-up, this is still largely true. My sense of humor and my ability to make people, a person, a room, a stuffy cocktail party laugh is a damn big chunk of who I actually am. That high, it's real, and it's spectacular. Today, I am an actress and a comedian, and every casting director's quintessential sarcastic best friend. I am not mad about it. It started as a way to prove I deserve to hang with the cool kids. I have no idea how I befriended the cool kids.
But I don't like... See, the thing is, I never even liked hanging with the cool kids. That's the one thing that's a little different. I never wanted to. Well, like, so, I never liked frats or fucking shit like that.
Some people do. You're just fiercely independent.
Whatever.
Being a comedian has become my greatest source of empowerment. I am a woman in comedy, and at the moment, there is nowhere else I'd rather be.
What was her first name again? I'm sorry.
Celly? C-E-L-E-Y.
C-E-L-E-Y.
Schumer.
Yeah, no, that's not anything.
What stands out about comedy is that when you drill down to its core, only one thing matters.
Want to hear her stand up? Want to see if she's funny?
Sure.
7 minutes, though. Humor. It's some, dude.
What? I want to see a little bit. You know what? Here you go. A one minute bit. How about that?
There you go.
My mom hates that joke. My 83-year-old Jewish grandma's really bummed about that joke. She's like, Celia, you don't mean it. You want to have children. I want to be a great grandmother. It's like, I don't care if you want to be a great grandmother. What, you're 83. Like, what's the best case scenario? Is you're maybe going to see that kid start high school? And then I still have it. It's still my problem after that. It's not worth it to me.
She's pretty funny.
For
not
you.
Bad.
I feel like some women get away with it by saying, like, oh, they don't want it to destroy their figure.
But whoa, African-American.
But uh-huh. I can't get away with that. It's not, you guys are, like, so polite.
She's all right.
All right. She said only one thing
She's
matters.
She's not funny.
Can you get laughs? If so, it doesn't matter who you are and what you look like. Yes, I know, of course, it matters, but particularly in improv and stand-up, it matters just a bit less. And that nugget of freedom, that pinch of mediocrity, makes it a heck of a lot easier than being a lady in comedy than anywhere else in the entertainment industry. It also, for me at least, makes comedy validating as hell. In many ways, comedy is still a boys' club. At the small gigs, open mics, improv jams, women are nearly always outnumbered. And yes, a sexist comment action idiot comes flying at us every now and again. Yet, boys club or not, sexist or not, right now in the world of comedy, the women are killing it.
That's true. Amy Schumer is one of the biggest comics.
The next words out of my
mouth. Feinstein's out there, Glazer's out there. Like, they're all doing really well.
Amy Schumer.
Any of you guys see that train wreck?
No. Was it good?
I did.
It was actually funny.
I got to see it.
It was actually very funny. You know who actually impressed me? It was LeBron James.
LeBron James was hysterical in that entire movie.
He was very funny in that fucking movie.
You know
what
else was really funny?
Attell?
John Cena?
I heard Attell was in it.
John Cena was hysterical in that movie.
Yeah.
John Cena made I'm not a boner. I'm not a John Cena mark. Oh my god, his ass cheek. Do you see the size of each one of his ass cheeks?
Dude, he's just standing there naked with a towel. He's like, hey, look, and he's like got a towel over his boner, like holding up like a shower rod.
I gotta see it.
Very funny.
What movie is this?
Trainwreck. It's Schumer's movie that she wrote and directed, Judd Apatow produced and directed.
Oh, and Bill Hader, right?
Bill Hader was in it.
Yeah, Bill Hader was fucking hysterical.
I will
give it one thing. It was a little long. I think they just shot so many funny scenes, they just had to put them all in.
Every Judd Apatow movie is 20 minutes too long.
Yeah, but that aside, that's the only real criticism I had. I thought it was very funny.
That whole Marv Albert scene didn't need to be there, although it was very,
but
very
funny.
But it
was Marv fucking Albert. You had to.
It was so funny.
Yeah, I'm not going to ruin it for you guys, but go watch it. It's very funny.
So she goes on to say, Amy Schumer's having what can only be described as a mediocric year.
Spell it.
M-E-T-E-O-R-I-C.
Mediocre.
It's not mediocre. It's like the way of saying a meteor, like a good year, whatever. Anyways, Lena Dunham and Amy Poehler are bestsellers. Jessica Williams is arguably The Daily Show's buzziest correspondent. Cameron Esposito was hailed as the future on The Late Show. And Tig Notaro's heartbrokenly original Netflix special is downright important. None of these women are the model figures we've come to expect from our female celebrities.
Meteoric.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Huh?
I lost my place.
You should just say it out loud.
Okay. They are simply creating a work that is so good it demands our attention. I mean, Melissa McCartney is the third highest paid actress in the world.
Jenny McCarthy's cousin.
Yep. And she didn't do it by being a size zero. She did it by being awesome.
And not inoculating her kids.
Well, does also hold on. That. Does she? I don't know if Melissa follows what Jenny does. Maybe she does inoculate. I don't know.
Who I'm knows? Sure she probably like Thanksgiving. She's just like, Jenny, could you?
Can you please stop?
I'm kind of blown up right now.
You can't come over until the kids get shots.
Yeah, what? No, Jenny, you can't.
You can't bring diseases from the Dark Ages into my house. I'm sorry.
We have the same last name, and it's like, you're killing me out there.
Can you believe? Yeah, that's true. The whole life, she was like, my cousin's so pretty and so funny, and she's the fat chick, and now she's one of the highest paid female actors in the world, and going, Jenny, can you shut your fucking whore mouth?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut up. You're ruining it for me. Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
She blah, blah, blahs on a lot. Still, so basically, in summary, she doesn't think she's pretty, but she thinks she's funny, and she's complimenting other people that are like her.
Do you think you're funny, Marie?
I never think I'm funny, but sometimes people will laugh at me.
Do you think you're pretty?
Meh.
Wow, you're so full of confidence. It's radiating from you.
Weren't you guys just trashing this girl about having a little bit of confidence in the fact that she knows that she's funny?
Yeah, but I'm going to trash you regardless. That's the point of the show. Now, look, that's a good story. But I
cool story, Hansel.
Yeah.
Cool story, Hansel.
Cool story, Hansel.
Man arrested for jacking off a horse and himself at the same time.
That's a
wait
way.
A second.
That's a way better story. Why did you have
crime?
Why did you have me waste all that time reading her story?
I totally sandbagged you.
Is that what you call that?
Oregon Live reports that 56-year-old Glenn B. Garbett was spotted by the horse.
Glenn B. Jackin, more like it.
Was spotted by the horse's owner masturbating himself and the horse at the same time.
Yep. It's just jacking it.
On Mr. Garbett's property, it's still unclear how the horse got into Garbett's property. When the only other Garbett to stop, he ran away. This is a Polk County, Oregon, by the way.
Oh, gee, he County, looks like a horse jerker.
What does it feel like to run with a boner?
It hurts.
It hurts a bit. It depends what shorts you're wearing.
Why are you running with a boner?
Well,
when trying to run away from a situation.
If you're jacking off
the gas stove, you know.
Well, when you're jacking off your neighbor's horse and you get caught, you have to run.
It's more like a waddle.
A sheriff's deputy looked for Garbett, but didn't find him until a few days later when the officer got a tip that Garbett was at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Oh, okay, he went to church. When the officer told Garbett that he was under arrest for suspicion of sexual assault on the animal, Garbett responded offensively and said, I did not have sex with that horse.
I did not hit her.
It's bullshit. I did not.
I'm sorry. I just read the chat room. That took me off guard. Yeah. Roy in the chat room says it's only bestiality if there's eye contact.
Yeah. I mean, there's
such a weird rule.
Yeah. I mean, if there's bro jobs, there might as well be stallion jacks or whatever.
As long as you're not looking at the animal, exactly.
Dude, and horses have that piercing sideways glance at you. Because their eyes are really big, but they're off to the side, and they always kind of look at you like, really?
What are you doing?
They got some big cocks, too.
That's what you're going
to
do?
According to the affidavit, Garbett told police during the questioning, I couldn't have sex with a horse because I hate horses. Garbett was booked into the Polk County Jail on charges of sexual assault on an animal, resisting arrest, and interfering with a police officer. So, he really, at what point did he go, I really have to jack off a horse?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
After watching Seabiscuit.
By the way, that was really clean, and I fucking feel really bad that I just said that.
At 8:42?
God damn it. Yeah, I mean, there's people that are really into that shit, and that's one like kink I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. I've never looked at an animal and said, I just need to get inside of that. You know? I mean, that's just me though.
So, maybe it's just me, but for me, I don't like getting inside of any animal.
I don't like fucking animals, guys. I like animals. I just don't like.
You really are taking a strong stance tonight.
I really don't see what the appeal is.
No, I really don't. I've never seen an animal and wanted to fuck it. It's very odd to me.
Wrong with you, bro.
I have a hard time distinguishing which one is the male and which one is the female.
Of what
of any animal.
Usually the penis is a dead giveaway.
Yeah, penis. Like,
generally, yeah.
18-inch penis is a good,
good band name, you're right.
Yeah.
Texas couple suing judge after he sentenced them to get married.
Well, I smell a sitcom.
It really does sound like the premise of an 80s sitcom, doesn't it?
It's like the follow-up to Three's Company.
Yeah.
John, what would the how do you think the theme song would be for this couple that is sentenced to get married?
Oh, you well, said well, what was the story again? Because I was looking at my cat.
Says the
you're looking at your cat.
The article headline says Texas couple suing judge after he sentenced them to get married.
Well, Bob and Sue were walking down the street and they said, let's get married. And the judge say, no way. So then they went down to the police department and up from the ground came a bubbling crude.
No, that's just that's Beverly Hillbillies. You just changed a couple words.
He did a pretty good job, though. I mean,
I'll give him that. But yeah.
Close enough.
I'm going to give Beverly you a solid 5.5 out of 10.
That's what I would give you as well, Dutch.
I was thinking the same vein of some sort of like
mom called me
Southern.
Oh, snap. Oh, mom jokes flying out. I'm on
my mother
fire
has had
tonight.
As many children as yours,
if not more.
A Texas couple.
That joke writes itself.
A Texas couple is suing after they say a judge took away their choice to marry when they wanted to.
What does your dad do now?
21-year-old Jostine Bundy and 19-year-old girlfriend Elizabeth James were sentenced to get married back in July as part of his probation. The item include writing Bible verses over and over again and receiving counseling.
Dude, that's like a punishment I had growing up.
But
I had to write the entire book of Proverbs when I ended up with that.
How did you have to marry your girlfriend?
How can a state official make you write Bible verses?
They can't. That's
according
suing,
to
assuming,
the
right?
officials, the court case involved an altercation between Bundy and his ex and ex-boyfriend of Jane's. The ex-boyfriend had been saying disrespectful things about Elizabeth, so I challenged him to a fight. Bundy said, as reported by KLTV, he stepped in and I felt like it was on and I hit him in the jaw twice.
The heat is on.
The H is O. According to the court transcripts, Judge Randall Rogers inquired about the incident, asking whether his girlfriend was worth it. I said, well, to be honest, sir, I was raised with four sisters, and if any man was talking to a woman like that, Bundy recalls, I'd probably do the same thing. Judge Rogers then set a requirement for the couple to get married within 30 days as part of probation, or a 15-day jail sentence if he failed to do so.
But how do you connect the dots? Unless there was more said in the chat room, like, what judge in their right mind? How does he not lose his bar license at this point?
It's Texas. He offered me 15 days in jail that would have been fine. I asked if I could call my job to let them know, said Bundy. The judge told me, nope, that's not how this works. In fear of losing his job due to jail time, Bundy says the couple applied for a marriage license and scheduled a date. The couple says they rushed the matrimony, made them compromise their plans of a dream wedding. One would have given them more time to prepare and have the closest relatives present. But with only 18 days to plan, the couple says some of the most important elements of the wedding were missing. My father didn't get to go, and there really bothers me. I know he would have liked to be there, said Bundy. None of my sisters got to show up. I was such short notice I couldn't get it together. The father of the bride was upset and looking for answers following the probation guidelines. I felt anger. I was mad. The judge can't do this by court ordering someone to be married. That's the other problem with that. The woman didn't do anything. How can you force a woman who did to be married? Like, there's two people involved here,
well,
right?
Well, here's the thing is that, first of all, these people are just fucking idiots. And the, you know, the statements that they're making right now are just setting up the lawsuit because the lawyer said they heard the story, jumped in on
it. Forget them for a second. My point is, I don't care if they're idiots or not. My point is, forget whether they're smart or stupid. Let's say I commit a crime. That's like punishing myself and Marie for it. You can't do that. You can't.
I mean, is this like one of those kind of things you couldn't do a continuance?
I don't know.
Maybe get a lawyer involved?
You're right, but once again, this guy walked in there because he got into a fist fight. You wouldn't think that it would be this big of a deal, you know? I felt anger. I was mad. The judge can't do this by court ordering someone to be married, said Kenneth James. I contacted a couple of lawyers, but they told me someone was trying to pull my leg, that judges don't court order someone to get married. Attorney Blake Bailey says an order to marry is not legal, and the sentence likely would have been struck down in a higher appeals court. What you said, Dutch, we got a lawyer. To say you're not going to be criminally punished if you get married is way out of the left, Bailey told CNN. It sounds like the old days of shotgun weddings, but not everyone... Not even the judges is capable of enforcing what he thinks is best for someone, for some people in his court. The Freedom Forum Religion Foundation, a nonprofit watchdog, took notice of the situation and filed a complaint with the Texas State Commission on Judicial Conduct Friday. Judges cannot require people to get married or force them to write Bible. That's the other problem. Bible verses?
Right.
Judge Rogers.
Yeah, that's part of your.
You can't do that. Judge Rogers conducted was illegal and should face serious consequences for it. His actions demonstrate a religious bias, which you can't have. Separate church state, you idiot. With significant implications for any non-religious or non-Christian.
Yeah, this guy needs to lose his bar license. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what if the guy was an atheist? What if he was?
If that's the kind of way.
What if he were a Muslim?
What if he was a Muslim? What if he was Jewish? What if he was Buddhist? Like, how the fuck can you make someone write the fuck you like? That's the problem, you know, what we talk about all the time with judges is that they shouldn't be allowed to run in elections because they do whatever they want. And he's probably where he's at is probably a very Christian area. And he gets away with it for years because, you know, that's what they want. I don't know. I think it's fucking right. He should lose his life. You're right. He should not his license.
100%.
You should not be able to.
Should not be allowed to serve anymore.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing, that this story has caught fire, so he's going down.
This definitely. Story's on fire.
Every time?
Every time.
Every single time. Marie, can you please read the other Florida woman one, the last one that I sent you there?
See?
Thank you.
Florida woman arrested after hitting her lesbian partner in the face with a dildo during domestic dispute in front of police.
Death right. by dildo.
Can you please read that again one more time? Guys, do your best to let her get through it so we can have this clean.
Okay, go ahead, Marie.
Florida woman arrested after hitting her lesbian partner in the face with a dildo during domestic dispute in front of police.
Perfect.
Awesome.
A Florida woman has been arrested after hitting her lesbian partner in the face with a dildo. Annette Kielhern of St. Petersburg, Florida, was in the presence of a police officer when, during an argument with Gamzee Cap,
look at those gams,
Kapaner Radley, she pulled out the sex toy and slapped her in the face.
Boom.
This arrest comes almost 20 years after Kielhern was sent to prison for 3 years after being found passed out and drunk in a car that contained 25 kilos of cocaine in the backseat.
Only 25 kilos?
Which had a street value
of $2.5 million.
Wow.
How long did she serve?
3 years.
Awesome.
That's kind of funny to have like $2.5 million worth of coke in a car that's worth probably maybe $50.
I was going to say $2.5 million and she only served 3 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, coke, you don't get really big sentences for that.
Crack, you do, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Because it's a black thing.
Right. I mean, yeah. That's
it's right. True. I'm laughing, but you're right. It's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. It's specific.
It really is fucked up.
I mean, as much as I want to deny that racism
still exists in America, that is one
thing. It is a specific bias.
The other one who is...
You never see any stock market guys going in for crack. It's for coke and they get probation.
No.
But a black guy fucking sells crack 20 years. Fuck you.
Crack kills. Dude,
Whitney Houston live on 2020 with fucking Diane Sawyer was like...
Crack is whack.
Or maybe it was Barbara Walters. Like, no, let me get you straight. Crack is fucking cheap.
Yeah, I don't do
we crack. We do coke. Don't get us twisted here.
Mm. We're rich.
The other one had filed a civil domestic violence injunction on Friday, and on Saturday, an officer accompanying her as she removed some personal belongings.
I forgot that there's a gif of Roy smacking Marie in the head with a dildo.
Is that what it looked like, Marie?
Is that the truth sayer?
It's very similar.
Oath keeper.
Whatever.
Yes, that's probably what it looked like. Things started to get heated between the woman when Kielhern, age 57, objected to a dress that the other one planned to take with her. That is when, according to the police report, the defendant intentionally shoved a dildo in the victim's face and grabbed her right arm while arguing whose it belonged to. It was about a dress.
Oh, that's my dildo.
Oh. Right. At that point, Kielhern was arrested and charged with domestic battery. I would not want to be charged with battery with a dildo.
Well, it wouldn't be battery if there was a vibrator, right? Because there's batteries in that, but not in a dildo.
I get it, battery.
Yeah, boo. You're in a stink fest tonight.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
It was also noted that...
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded.
It was also noted that the girlfriend had asked the defendant several times not to touch her with a dildo.
Do not touch me.
Why would you have a dildo in the courtroom in the first place?
Do not...
Why would you not?
Touch me.
Don't you do that dildo. Don't. No.
Put it down.
No. Nope.
Put it down.
I will put it up.
Up your butt.
Nice.
Kielhern was booked on a misdemeanor and released on $500 bail.
It says here she also had a court case pending after she was arrested for trespassing last month. Kiernan is a former New York State corrections officer who owned a cleaning company in Long Island.
A dildo cleaning company.
She was in North Carolina when an officer found her passed out. We sent driver's seat to a rental car. The officer asked to search her vehicle and agreed, at which point a suitcase was discovered in the trunk with large quantity of cocaine. A breathalyzer administrated by the officer registered a blood alcohol level of 0.18%. So she was a little drunk and had some coke. Big deal.
A lot of coke. She had a lot of coke.
Sometimes you have to have a lot of coke. What's the problem?
$2.5 million worth of coke.
That's a lot of coke. You don't need that much coke.
The worst drug deal of all time.
Indeed it is.
Fraternity Science managed to sexually harass women of all ages.
Go on.
Fraternity Science?
Signs. Signs.
Oh, signs.
Like road signs or...
I posted in the chat if you want to read while I read the story.
I don't like reading.
This year, freshmen of Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia had quite the welcome wagon thanks to some suggestive signage hung on the campus fraternity house that boasted some rather salacious invitations. Rowdy and fun, hope your baby...
Oh, my God. Read the signs.
That's fucking hilarious.
Rowdy and fun, hope your baby girl is ready for a good time. Freshman daughter drop off, go ahead and drop off mom too.
And there's a
that
big arrow.
That is funny, dude.
There's a big arrow pointing to the front door.
I don't think that's pretty funny. I don't think that's that
so
big of a deal.
So the dads are just driving. They're going, oh my God, my girl's going to get double fucked.
The signs were allegedly created by members of ODU's Sigma Nu fraternity.
ODB. Recipes.
And invited freshman girls to be dropped off. They're saying that it was okay to drop off mom too. The implications being, of course, that the frat brothers did not discriminate between generations. That should be good. That's gender equality. That's not ageism or anything.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
When it came to bed partners, because they're just such upstanding gentlemen. Though Sigma Nu told Jezebel that they had, oh, I hate that site, that they had nothing to do with the signage, it's pretty clear that their signs were displayed on the Sigma Nu house, which is featured on the fraternity's Instagram.
Yeah, but they have chapters of them in every major college across America, so obviously they're going to just deny it, but it was just these idiots. I love the guys just leaning over it, going, we're the freshman bitches.
Now let's talk something else about this, though. The signs may be offensive to people, but they're 100% accurate. They are. Freshman girls will go there to fuck these guys. That's one. It's going to happen. They didn't like seeing it. You know what? It became real.
You made it real.
They made
freshman
it real.
Daughter drop off.
That's you hot. Think like in a couple years, eventually, like colleges are no longer going to have these fraternities and they're not going to be like sanctioned. They're just going to be like just people just meeting up.
I never liked houses. Fraternities to begin with. I was never into them.
No, it's all ridiculousness. But, yeah. But the thing is that these guys are just trolling the parents who are dropping their kids off because I'm sure they probably had like a clear view of like when you're driving, like when everybody drives in. And they're like, hey, let's fuck with the parents.
Apparently,
to answer John's question, I would like to theorize on that. So I do foresee that some frats are going to get disbanded, but I don't think it's going to be an all situation. What I think is going to happen is male fraternities are going to start having to be forced to get women to join, and women are going to have to start having men join theirs.
It's going
to
start,
and then it's going to be just the co-ed ones.
It's going to start with transgendered people being like transgendered women to men being allowed in fraternities and vice versa. That's what it's going to start with there. And then if you don't do it, they're going to sue them. I can't believe that hasn't happened
boys.
Yet.
Well, I know in Orlando, when I was there, there was fraternities that had transgender girls in there.
Broderick went to describe how the Student Government Association recently developed Monarch Rising Up campaign, educating students on prevention of sexual and relationship violence. Hold on, I have 54 seconds. I have the video. Old Dominion University, Monarch Keeper's Address.
Less than 1 week ago, the university's president reiterated the university's zero-tolerance policy on matters regarding sexual assault,
mumble more,
which includes
asshole.
Sexual harassment.
Okay, they did. They got all these students, and they decided this guy's the guy they're going to use to speak.
Hey, I'm fraternity.
He's the only one that showed up sober.
Good point.
And reiterated the university's
zero
tolerance. Sober-ish. He's the soberest one.
I only showed up with two beers in my pockets.
It's not bad.
Jerry can read. I can't see left or right.
The university's president reiterated the university's zero tolerance policy on matters regarding sexual assault, which includes sexual harassment.
This past year, our student leaders here at Old Dominion made a commitment to addressing this very important issue.
Our student athletes, members of Greek Life, and other student organization leaders have come together throughout the year
to inform and educate the campus on sexual assault prevention.
The actions taken by a few individuals this week certainly do not represent the position of the university or Old Dominion students.
We ask that you all continue to join us on the fight to end sexual assault.
Hold each other accountable.
This
wasn't sexual assault. It was a joke.
Who has ever once said, the actions of this one dude, I'm assuming, are the policy of the entire area around them?
Dutch, not even 10 years ago, they still had panty raids, which, if you really think about it, you're running into girls' rooms and taking their underwear.
Oh, yeah. And they, dude, at my college, we had one of those crank air horns.
Yeah.
You ever heard those, like, like an old-timey type of, ambulance.
Ambulance
siren, and we would run through and just scream panty raid, and we just go through. It was like a little tradition that we had. We also had the moon.
What's the moon?
It's essentially, it was at the first of every month, dudes from one of the dorms would go in front of like the freshman dorm, and like 30 of us there, and we would just moon them and then run away.
Is there a bunch of gays?
But at the same time, the girls would always try to hit us with eggs from their doorsteps or whatever. So it was this fun little thing of don't get hit by an egg. It's like, hey, let's go up there, show them our asses, and then they're going to try to hit us with eggs.
It was a fun little let's steal their panties.
I don't know why,
and then it was a fun little avoid.
College has been around since the 20s, so.
Those are gay.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. We're going old school tonight with the outro.
Different though.
Yeah, this is a cover. Stay tuned next week for Hippo Juice, Dutch and Royce tomorrow.
Until next week?
Yes, don't
just
do
don't
not
do anything with the rest of your life. Just stay tuned.
And also Cousin Joe tomorrow, make sure you listen to him. Halls and Rorschach on Saturday. Make sure you listen to them and the Sully Show on Sunday.
I actually listened to them recently. They're very funny.
They're great. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We're out of here.
I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line. And we're out of beta, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burnt. Think of all the things we learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I prefer to stay inside.
You know what? I'm going to let it play out. I like this cover.
I do too. Who is it?
Adriana Figueroa and Daniel Alvarez. Still alive.
That was a joke. Ha ha. Fat chance.